Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about more on fall season lawn care maintenance. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Jay McCurdy, Mississippi State University Extension Turf Grass Specialist. So Jay, towards the end of summer, that beautiful grass that we have in our Mississippi lawns will begin to turn brown. Is there any way to maybe enjoy a greener lawn during the cooler seasons?
Amy, the key to warm season grasses here in Mississippi is that really they're supposed to go brown in the winter. That's part of their survival for the cooler temperatures and possibility of freezing. So ideally, you do want them to go dormant is what we call that. They're not actually dead. There are some ways to optimize the time of year that they go dormant, perhaps prolonging that into the fall. One of those is to actually get your fertility treatments in line, get your soil tested, and make sure that you've got all the right things necessary to grow grass for a longer period of the season.
Okay, so last year I was determined to have a green lawn during the cooler months because I just hated driving up to a brown, dead lawn. Now, if we plant ryegrass, that's what I did, then what advice do you have for us about that?
It's a really interesting agronomic problem, Amy. It's not something I recommend for everyone. Overseeding requires a lot of cultivation and forethought. One of the major obstacles to overseeding is actually recovering in the following summer. So you probably noticed your grass, your warm season, probably Bermuda or Zoysia, was weakened by having to compete with that cool season grass all winter long. So it's important that we do all the right things the following year to recover. But going into the fall, this time of year, if you are looking at overseeding, you do want to look at a perennial ryegrass rather than an annual ryegrass. Most of us are familiar with annual ryegrass as an overseeding for forages, but it's not the desirable turf species to overseed with in the fall in lawns because it's quite coarse, doesn't have the same texture that we're typically looking for. And also, it's very competitive with the warm season grass, and we're going to have to get over that the following spring. Something else, Amy, to think about is if we are going to do that, we really want to try to optimize the Bermuda health going into this. So again, whether or not you're overseeding, we need to be putting the right amount of potassium, the right amount of phosphorus down. Those recommendations need to be based on soil tests. So anytime's a great time to soil test, but right now, as the lawn's not necessarily being mown as much, if you haven't gotten soil tests done in the last 3 years, you need to go ahead and do that. That's going to give you some recommendations. So if you're going to overseed, Amy, you're going to pick out a perennial ryegrass. You're probably going to have to buy that through an online supplier. Most local suppliers don't have that. If they do, you might have to special order it. You get your perennial ryegrass out there at roughly 5 to 10 pounds of seed per 1,000 square feet. That's not as high as what we typically do on baseball fields, soccer fields, football fields. It's not as high because we actually want to be able to recover from that. So we want to put that out in Bermuda grass that's been mown or scalped, so we've mown it low. That's a great idea, Amy. It's not something I suggest for everyone. It's certainly something that is going to take up a lot of time and resources to do.
So as long as we don't mind doing some extra work to recover after the ryegrass dies, then it would be something that we could do if we really needed to have that beautiful lawn.
I'm pretty cautious in recommending that most everyone do it. It's a challenge, and most people who do it only do it a few years in a row before they actually have to come back and replace turf because you are going to see a depletion in the health of that warm season grass.
Does all this information sort of differ depending on what part of the state we're in?
It's much more difficult to establish a cool season grass as we go further south. Not only that, we typically see that our warm season grasses are not dormant, they're green year-round as we get south of Jackson. So if you are going to do it, you do need to be mindful of some of the challenges you're going to face.
And also for a spring lawn, we could start now, right? If we wanted a beautiful lawn in the spring.
This is a great time of year to apply supplemental nutrients according to your soil test. Not only that, it's a great time of year to adjust soil pH. But yeah, no matter what kind of grass you're going to have, whether warm season or cool season, you do need to make sure that we're applying the right amount of nutrients at the current timing.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Dr. Jay McCurdy, Mississippi State University Extension Turf Grass Specialist and Assistant Professor. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.